Billy in Dinosaur City by Terry Bisson. Pack up your toys, said Billy's father. We're moving to Dinosaur City. Oh, boy, said Billy. Oh, no, said Billy's mother. She didn't like dinosaurs. It was a long way to Dinosaur City. As soon as they got there, a dinosaur stepped on the car. Oh, no, said Billy's mother. It was all squashed. We don't need a car anymore, said Billy's father. We can ride on a dinosaur. Oh, boy, said Billy. They all got on. I like this new house, said Billy. It was bigger than the old one. It was newer than the old one, and it was all green. It is too green, said Billy's mother. You shut up, said Billy's father. Everything is green here. Billy's room was green. Billy put his toys away and sat on the bed. There was nothing to do. Go out and play, said Billy's mother. I don't have any friends, said Billy. You never did have any friends, said Billy's father. What else is new? You can make friends with the dinosaurs, said Billy's mother. She was trying to make the best of things. What if they don't like me? Asked Billy. You sound like your mother, said Billy's father. It's too pretty to play inside, said Billy's mother. She was always saying that. Billy went out to play with the dinosaurs, but they didn't know how to play. They were way too big. All they did was stomp on things. They tried to stomp on Billy, but he stepped aside just in time. Finally, it was supper time. Make any friends? Asked Billy's father. No, said Billy. I thought not, said Billy's father. Eat your turkey, said Billy's mother. This doesn't taste like turkey, said Billy. It's too green. That does it, said Billy's mother. I want to go home. Shut up, both of you, said Billy's father. He was trying to read his paper. The next day, Billy went to dinosaur school. It was horrible. Even the teacher was a dinosaur. There weren't any chairs. The dinosaurs never sat down. They just stomped around. At recess, Billy tried to make friends. My name is Billy, he said. So what, said the dinosaurs. They didn't have names. They tried to stomp on him, and he stepped aside just in time. Billy was glad when school was out. He walked home alone. He had to be careful because of the dinosaurs. I hate school, said Billy when he got home. You always hated school, said Billy's father. What else is new? Try and learn some dinosaur games, said Billy's mother. She was trying to make the best of things. They don't play games, said Billy. They just stomp around. Let's go for a ride, said Billy's father. He folded up his newspaper. They went for a ride around Dinosaur City. They rode in a little green wagon. There was nothing much to see. All the houses were just alike. There was a dinosaur in each one. They were all sleeping. Dinosaurs sleep a lot. Careful not to wake them up, said Billy's father. They can be mean when they just wake up. They're always mean, said Billy. I want to go home, said Billy's mother. Shut up, both of you, said Billy's father. Billy hated Dinosaur City. He played like he was sick, so he wouldn't have to go to school. He waited till his mother wasn't looking and stole a dollar from her purse. He went to the store to buy a magazine. Billy liked magazines. Is this all the magazines you have? Billy asked the store owner. They were all about dinosaurs. What's wrong with dinosaurs? Asked the store owner. He was a dinosaur, too. Nothing, said Billy. It's just that I'm interested in other things. Try this one, said the store owner. It was called Meteor Magazine. "Where did you get that magazine?" asked Billy's father. They were having supper. "It fell from the sky," said Billy. Billy's father looked at the cover. "That makes sense," he said. "Eat your Brussels sprouts," said Billy's mother. That night, Billy read his magazine. It was pretty stupid. "I'll bet the dinosaurs will like it," he thought. The next day, Billy took his magazine to school. At recess, he showed it to the dinosaurs. He was trying to make friends. This was to be his last attempt. "Meteors are just big rocks," said the dinosaurs. "Big rocks in outer space," Billy pointed out. "Outer space is stupid," said the dinosaurs. They stomped on his magazine and tore it up. Billy started to cry. "Now you have to stay after school," said the teacher. "For what?" Billy asked. "For being a crybaby," she said. "Dinosaurs don't cry at recess." "I'm not a dinosaur," Billy said. "I'm just a little boy." "That does it," she said. "Now you are expelled." "For what?" Billy asked. "For talking back." "What is expelled?" Billy asked. "It means you have to go home." "Oh boy," said Billy. Billy walked home alone. He hated dinosaur school. He hated dinosaur city. He heard stomping and looked around. A dinosaur was chasing him. "Wait," it said. It was waving a piece of paper. Billy waited. It was too late to run anyway. "Here's what's left of your magazine," said the dinosaur. It was only one page. "I feel sorry for you." "Really?" said Billy. No one had ever felt sorry for him before. "Really?" said the dinosaur. "I guess all dinosaurs aren't bad," said Billy. "Would you like to be my friend?" "No," said the dinosaur. "I just want to feel sorry for you." Then it went away. Billy took what was left of his magazine home. It was only one page. It was filled with little ads. One ad was for a meteor call. It cost $1. Billy stole a dollar from his mother's purse and sent for it. He stole a stamp, too. He waited till she wasn't looking. "How was school?" asked Billy's mother. They were having supper. "Okay," said Billy. "Get a load of this," said Billy's father. He was reading the newspaper. "Boy expelled from dinosaur school." "It wasn't me," said Billy. "Nobody said it was," said Billy's father. "Pass the Brussels sprouts." "Aren't you going to school?" asked Billy's mother. It was the next morning. "Of course," said Billy. But he was just pretending. Instead, he hid under the house. There was nothing to do. Then the mail came. It was his meteor call. Billy had forgotten all about it. It looked like a whistle, except it was big. It came with instructions. "Wait till parents are asleep. Take to top of roof or hill. Point up at sky and blow." Billy waited until his parents were asleep. Then he took the meteor call to the top of Dinosaur Hill. It was the highest one around. He pointed the meteor call up at the sky and blew. It made a big, loud, hooting noise. All the lights in Dinosaur City came on. Uh-oh, thought Billy. Now he was in trouble. Just then, a huge meteor came shooting down. It almost hit Billy, but he stepped aside just in time. Instead, it hit Dinosaur City and squashed all the houses. "Cool," said Billy. He ran down the hill and looked around. There was a dead dinosaur in each house. But wait, one dinosaur was still alive, just barely. It was the one that had felt sorry for Billy. It was bleeding all over. Dinosaur blood is green. It was writhing in agony. "I feel sorry for you," said Billy. Then he ran home and went to bed. Luckily, his house was not squashed. His parents were still asleep. "Get a load of this," said Billy's father. It was the next day. He was reading the newspaper. "Dinosaurs extinct. Meteor tragedy squashes all." "What's extinct?" they asked Billy. "It's like expelled," said Billy's father. "They won't be around anymore." "I am so glad," said Billy's mother. "Now we can go home again." "Pack up your toys," said Billy's father. "Oh boy," said Billy. He packed up his toys. "But I feel sorry for the dinosaurs," he said. And he did, but only a little.